Comedian Jerry Seinfeld has made millions on a show about nothing, but Seinfeld wasn't the first to come up with the idea. Playwright Samuel Beckett used the same premise for Waiting for Godot, which is now playing at Henley Street Theater. The play centers on two hobo-type characters, Estragon and Vladimir, who are waiting for someone called Godot. This pronunciation is proper, according to director James Ricks. The play's bleak look and feel coincides with the characters' down-on-your-luck state at the moment. As they ponder everything from ill-fitting boots to the arrival of Godot, Estragon and Vladimir are visited by the erratic Pazzo, who is on his way to sell his slave Lucky. If you go to the play thinking you will figure out its full meaning, you'll be disappointed. As Rick says in his notes, it doesn't really matter. The play is an allegory of the human condition, plain and simple. Ricks had given the play a lighter feel by emphasizing its vaudevillian aspects, some of which are subtle, some are blatant. He has made some wise casting decisions for the play. Foster Solomon's booming voice and larger-than-life presence are perfect for the character Pazzo. He aptly portrays the battle going on in the character's bipolar-type mind. As the slave Lucky, Jerome Weiss gives new meaning to the word tortured. He has little to say, but his actions say it all. Bob Nelson skillfully shows Vladimir's intelligence as well as his growing forgetfulness. He brings honesty to the character that serves to expose his fears and frustrations. Bob Jones gives Estragon an impish but tormented demeanor that interacts nicely with Nelson's Vladimir. Like Nelson, Jones gives a sincere performance. When the two perform together, you get a humorous hint of Laurel and Hardy or Abbott and Costello. Waiting for Godot slowly chugs along in the first act, but picks up speed and humor in the second act with its heavier nod toward vaudeville. The play isn't for everyone, especially if you're looking for a specific plot and theme. If, however, you're looking for strong acting abilities, it is a wise choice. The play runs through April 30th at Henley Street Theater. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.